Yeah, we're. So, Mike, just want you just wanted to just kind of time step in or and just give us a little intro or something.
Okay, it's 10:02 Central Standard Time. This is collective bargaining with the University of West Florida Board of Trustees and the non-faculty of Florida chapter at the University of West Florida. It is Wednesday, February 28th, 2024. Now, tomorrow is leap day, right? Or today leap day?
Tomorrow.
All right. We're on the eve of leap. So I'm Mike Fannaborn.
Dan Lucas,
Amy Sprague,
Michael Wyatt,
Jessica Whittle,
Jonathan Fink,
Melinda Lewis,
Dean DeBolt.
And oh, okay, it's Eliza's an observer. Okay, Chastity will probably be logging in here in a little bit. She had other kind of commitments. Mike, I mean, we don't have a whole bunch. Not much of anything today, but we're starting reopener, so the parties will, whenever they're ready, can identify articles, additional articles to open rather than in addition to salary and benefits, which are automatically open. Whenever you guys are ready on that, we're available to identify our articles, but if you want some time to wait on that, that's fine as well. Whatever you guys prefer.
I think we're gonna need a little more time.
Okay.
But we understand we'll do it mutual, we'll do it at the same time when
Sure.
yeah.
Yeah, it's no rush. That's really all kind of like we have for today. I did want to ask about. We in the fall, next fall, our instructors, lecturers, and research associates, they're going to be going up for those positions for the senior instructor, senior lecturer, senior research based on that. We had discussed, you and Michael had both mentioned last time that PERC has asked to wait a little bit about the petitioning for the new position codes until faculty are kind of ready to go into that position. Do you I don't know when you guys have initiated that yet, or if you are like what you're thinking about for timeline of when we should initiate those petitioning.
My understanding of what PERC told us was to wait until there are actual people holding those positions.
Okay.
Because PERC needs to know what they do when they fill those positions.
Okay.
They do not want for us to predict or speculate what they'll do be doing, but they want for us to be able to articulate what they are actually doing.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's so. So that following that, you would say we would need to wait until a year from this fall, or it would even be late spring when people are formally approved to go into those positions.
Yeah.
Okay. The one of the things that has kind of come up is. And this is neither here nor there, but we're like, for example, in English, we're putting in some line requests. We're going to be hiring soon, and so we have some of those are the instructor level positions. I think we were going to submit a query to see if we could potentially hire some of those at a senior instructor level, since those are now positions, right? And so that's something that we may if we may need to petition PERC earlier if that were to be approved. If we were able to hire a little bit of a more senior employee in that a faculty member in that position. But it's something we'll that hasn't been approved. It was just a consideration, like wondering if we could potentially hire at a senior instructor level. It's just at the initial idea phase.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that question, but
Yeah.
in the event that did come to fruition, then as soon as there's a person holding that position, we could go to PERC.
Oh, okay. Okay, that makes sense. And Jamie, you know, depending on what like the provost or dean says back on that request, I could maybe touch base with you about
Yeah,
that possibility.
I don't have code yet until Kirk approves. So I'll have to figure out how to do that.
Okay. I mean, they'll probably just say hire at the normal instructor level. So it'll, but we'll, I'll touch base on that. You know, that's all we have right now. I mean, there's some other sort of things kind of connected to, you know, we had proposed to the university a potential resolution for the arbitration for, is coming up in April for the phased retirement participants, right? The university's response was just to prefer to go through arbitration, right? So I mean, we're fine by just continuing that path. If you guys had any other comments or thoughts on it, we're happy to entertain any thoughts you may have on that. But otherwise, we can just simply proceed with arbitration.
Well, thank you, Jonathan, for raising that and inviting that. At this time, I don't have anything to share. So,
okay. Did you have anything else for us, Mike, or anything else that?
No. We just, we're faithfully adhering to the language of the collective bargaining agreement and starting this before March 1st.
You know what, Mike? What do you hear about things like in the legislature? Is there anything that would be beneficial to relay to us, or that we should know? Or it seems like they seem to be progressing on a pretty normal. Like they get done early this year because it's an election year. So we should. Do you think we'll get info on budget and things at a relatively advanced pace this year?
There's a draft General Appropriation Act language floating around, but who knows where to land. I heard a rumor this week, but it's a rumor, that the state of Florida is looking at some across the board increase for state employees, but that would not be funded to the state university system.
It would not be.
No, it would not be to extend that increase beyond state employment, outside of the judicial system and outside of the state university system.
They've carved them out the last few, it's been probably 5 or 6 years since we've been included in any of those.
In terms of, there were several amendments to the bill having to do with the Public Employees Relations Act, mm-hmm. and certification, recertification, dues deduction. I don't think any of that's going to go through. I think all that's going to die out.
It must happen.
Yeah, I think it's going to die. All die out.
I'm sorry, Mike, I didn't hear you. You said you have a feeling what?
I think it's all going to just die. I don't think it's going to come out of committee. I don't think there's going to be an amendment to the law. Yeah. There was one thing had to do with the audit. The mm-hmm. audit didn't have to have audits anymore. You're going to be able to have just certification. So you wouldn't need to have a CPA mm-hmm. or an auditor. There was a change in adding some classifications to what was exempt from the law, but I think it all died. Yeah.
Okay. Well, was that the one that was requiring additional signatures on additional signatures, basically? There was a subsection that we were monitoring that was going to require an additional submission to PERC about union membership or UFF membership.
There were some things that about that, those that series of amendments have made things easier for employer organizations, and there were some things that made it more difficult. So.
Oh right, yeah.
It was a mixed bag.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, that's good. That's good to know. So we'll, you know, we're pretty flexible on timeline. I should tell you. So our bargaining team right now, and I'll I'm happy to memorialize this in an email, just so the university knows. But it's myself, Melinda Lewis, and Dean DeBolt and Chastity Hobbs. Right now, we may have another member or so added to the team beforehand. or, you know, before our next session. But I'll memorialize that in an email just so you guys know who our bargaining agents are and those things.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Jonathan. We're the same team, I think, right?
Minus Matt Short.
Yeah, minus Matt. Okay. So, okay.
That's all right, it. Thanks, Jonathan.
All right, If you guys have anything, like Dan and I will touch base. He's been emailing me. He's been saying I've missed scheduling. He's been sending me these emails, so we'll touch base.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Bye.
All right. Bye, guys.